Praise the Lord. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. We're going to go into a teaching here in just a moment that is a very extended teaching on doubt versus belief. If you'd like to have this teaching, just give us a call at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or at the end of the message, we'll have the full details of how to get this. Praise the Lord Jesus. He is Lord.
I mean, what am I going to walk over and say, brother, if it's God's will, He'll bring your wife up if it ain't His will? I ain't going to say that, because if I do, I ain't no faith in what I did. I said, it's guaranteed she'll be out of here nothing flat. Sunday a week later, actually it would be two Sundays later, Dr. Perry Smith came back over here and he said, Thurman, last Monday morning, Miss Betty walked through my office as I gave her a final checkup before she went home. I mean, after all, what did Jesus say He'd do, Larry? I mean, after all, I'm just simple enough to believe that God meant what He said in His Word. I mean, that's really what it comes down to, isn't it, Elaine? Now, if I start trying to rationalize all this stuff, I wonder how He's going to do this. I mean, is God capable of healing that woman? Do you really believe? Maybe He can't do this. Now, when you start rationalizing things, forget it. You might as well just get out of the business. I mean, I don't understand. I do not. Let me tell you something that's so simple we take for granted. Yesterday afternoon, I thought I might like some cereal for breakfast this morning, although I never did eat any. I thought, you know, if I have time in the morning, it'd be nice. So I stopped by the grocery store last night and walked over and got a gallon of pure whole milk. Now, I don't like that 1%, 2% junk. I like the stuff like it come out of the cow. I wish I could buy it like we used to get it at home when you go out there and you grab a hold and you milk that cow and you bring that good old milk in and you take it and set it in the refrigerator and then you got that big old thick layer of cream on top. Woo, with no homogenization, no nothing. That's milk. But you can't buy that stuff hardly nowhere, nowhere. But yesterday I went in there and got that gallon of white milk. I do not understand, and I've been a farmer and a rancher for a lot of years, I do not understand how I can feed a brown cube to a cow, or she can eat green grass, and one of them can be red, and one of them can be white, and one of them can be black, and every one of them give white milk, and when I stir that stuff up and churn it, it becomes yellow butter. I don't know how in the world all that works. But I don't even try to explain it. I just enjoy the benefits knowing that God's the one that done that. So when I go in to lay hands on the sick, I don't try to figure out how it works. Jesus said, go in, cast the devil out of them, lay hands on them, and I'll heal them. So I just believe it's done. How did you do that? Simple, by faith. I just did it. Jesus said it, that's good enough for me. I mean, don't you know that that little girl's brain stem severed? I don't make no difference to me. What's severed? Jesus told me, if I'd stay in His Word, I could ask the King for anything and He'd do it. And that's what He said. I'm just simple enough to believe the King meant it. Well, don't you know that she hadn't changed a bit since you prayed over her? I said, what you can see don't mean nothing to me. It's written in the Word. And so, 30 days later, she's moving around. She don't have no marks on her face, nothing. But over a period of time, my little grandbaby has become totally, completely normal back in school. They said it is impossible. Well, I don't know. I just kind of think that's when God does His best work. When we think it's impossible. And at least one thing about it, whenever the doctors say it's definitely impossible, and today she's running and playing, there ain't no doubt in nobody's mind that the God I'm talking to is real. Right, Larry? He's real. So that's all I can say is praise God, Jesus is real. And He is there, and if you'll believe Him like I do, He will heal you, He will deliver you, you can walk in divine health, but He is a faith God, and if you don't believe Him by faith and diligently get in His Word, He won't do it for you. Now this is something that, what I'm fixing to tell you right now, this is what has brought sickness and disease upon so many people in the church. We've not believed the King when He said, I am a jealous God. You are to put no other gods before me. And somebody said, well, okay then, Lord, I'll go to church every Sunday, and I'll even tithe. Okay, so you go to church on Sunday. Well, now what do you do Monday morning? Well, gee, I get up and go to work. Did you thank to praise Him when you woke up this morning? Well, no, I did that in church yesterday, Thurman. Well, did you pray over your breakfast? Well, no, I didn't pray over my breakfast. Did you drink a drink of water during the day? Yeah. Did you pray over it? Did you thank God for it? Well, no. I mean, I prayed at church Sunday. Give me a break. See? And I used to think that's what you were supposed to do until I had this man one time many years ago that was a Christian. Went to church every Sunday, was a tither, him and his wife both, and then at 42 years old, he's on his deathbed with terminal cancer. And I thought, Lord, this don't make no sense. This man goes to church. He tithes. I see him in Sunday school and worship service and Sunday night every Sunday. And even once in a while, he's even there on Wednesday night. In other words, this guy ain't normal. You know, normal Christians come to church on Sunday morning. Above normal come to Bible study in the morning and church and Sunday evening. Them radical Christians. But when they show up on Wednesday night too, they're super radical. But not for God. That's not even close to where He wants you. You didn't talk to Him Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Might have it Thursday night, Wednesday night Bible study or whatever. And then Thursday, Friday, Saturday, your own deal. And then, oh, Sunday morning, time to go to church again. Well, let me tell you, this is the closest. When that man was dying on his deathbed, and I found out what his problem was, and it was because he didn't put God first. God showed me in His Word, spoke to us, told us what this man's problem was, and it was because he didn't put Him first, and he was a jealous God, and he clearly said, now in the NIV, that was the one he was reading tonight in Psalms 106, verse 15, when he come to it, because you forgot who I am. Because you've not done what I told you to do. I have sent a wasting disease to destroy you. But in the King James, he says, I've sent leanness of soul unto your body. But in the NIV, it literally, and that's the translation we were reading the night God gave us the revelation. I have sent a wasting disease to destroy you. This man had stage 4 lymphoma, terminal cancer in every organ of his body. And right there, it became a reality to me. God, when you said you're a jealous God, you meant that. Now, let me put that to you, guys and girls, where you can understand it from a physical standpoint. A man accepts Jesus as his Lord and Savior on Sunday at church. He don't come back to talk to Him until the next Sunday. Or maybe it's 2 or 3 weeks before He comes back. And then maybe He goes once a month. And you want to know why bad things happen. Well, let me give you an example. Guys, you go out and find you a beautiful lady, the love of your life. You court her for 6 months or a year or 2 or 3 or whatever. And you think, this is the woman I want to be the bride to live with me the rest of my life. You ask her to marry you. She accepts. She loves you. You get married. You carry her across the threshold. You carry her into your home or your apartment or wherever you're going to reside. And you spend the honeymoon night with your bride. And then the next morning you get up and say, hey, honey, I've got to run down to the office. I've got a few things I've got to do. And about 3 weeks later, you finally call her and say, you know, I got a little tied up down here at the office. Oh, you don't think so? I mean, wouldn't you still be there waiting with a hot breakfast ready for him when he come in 3 weeks later if he ain't even called? Oh, probably not. There's something wrong with this picture, isn't there? What do you think? You think that maybe we might be just a little jealous too? When you married that guy, you expected him to be around a little more than that, at least for the honeymoon week, didn't you? Absolutely. And see, that's the way we do God. And so since we do God like that, and we step outside from His protective covering, guess who's out there in the world? The devil. Now, God didn't leave, we did. So when we went out there in the world playing with the devil, he does what? Steals, kills, and destroys. And so when you and me are out there, now then, if you come back to Jesus every day, you wake up with Jesus every day, you go to bed with Jesus every day. I mean, you say, Lord, it's time to go to work, get in my car with me, let's go to work. And you go to work with Jesus, and you walk into your workplace talking about Jesus. And you say, Lord, now it's time to go over to the drinking fountain and have a drink. Lord, bless this water I'm fixing to drink in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you. Now it's time to go up to the cafeteria and have a bite to eat. And Lord, I don't care if all these people are sitting around or what. I'm going to sit here and ask you to bless this in the name of Jesus. I ask you to bless this tea I'm fixing to drink in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I ask you to bless this main course right now in the name of Jesus. And you eat up and everything. And then the girl comes by and says, can I refill your tea? And you say, certainly. And she pours it in there. And you say, Father, in Jesus' name, bless that refill in the name of Jesus. They said, man, you're a fanatic. I said, yeah, but it sure does pay good dividends. There's no sickness and disease. I take Jesus everywhere I go. I pray over everything I do. And let me tell you, when I learned that 20 years ago, and I had one single sick minute in 20 years, I'm going to tell you, I learned something working. Guess what? I'm not going to change. I'm not changing what I've learned. The only thing I want to do is get closer to the King. Now, I thought I was close to Him. I loved Him. I went to church. I served Him. I tithed. I'd done all those things. But for 45 years of my life, I got beat up on. I was down in my back a half a dozen times. I had double pneumonia. I sprung a hernia on myself once. I had the flu at least once or twice a year. And a cold at least once or twice a year. I mean, everybody gets sick, they tell me. And I thought that's normal. I didn't think I had any power over sickness and disease until I began to read the book. When I began to read the book, I learned sickness and disease come from the devil. And I got power over him. I don't have to put up with that beast. So when he tries to come and put sickness and disease upon me, I take the word of God and I drive him out. And when I drive him out in the name of Jesus, woo! In fact, I was out there in Amarillo. And the pastor of the church, that first night, of course I'd preached all afternoon, ministered to people till 11 o'clock. And then, of course, he's sitting down. We went to have something to eat. Everybody went with us that first night. A couple, even other couples, went with us that first night.
We'll start out right here tomorrow, where we just left off, for the continuation of this teaching. This is a fairly extensive teaching. If you would love to have the complete teaching on this belief versus doubt, please give us a call, 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or if you'd like, you could get to us on the web at www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. And there you'll find our free order forms. You can order anything you want from our ministry. Everything is free and postpaid. We'll be happy to send it to you if you'll just contact us. And remember, Jesus is the King of the universe, and He is the Lord of the church. And we praise Him and thank Him. In Jesus' name, amen.